Into the Darkness, Part 5. Important: be sure to read Dreams of Destruction, Part 6, before listening to this biocast. Matoro felt like he was in the middle of a nightmare, and he dearly wished he could wake up. On his journey with Makuta and the reanimated Toa Tuyet, they had been attacked by Karzani, the mad ruler of a realm of misery for Matoran. Karzani sought the staff of Artaka they carried, but Makuta was not about to give that up without a fight. When the battle began to go against him, Karzani summoned a horde of Manas crabs to his aid. Manas. The word meant monster in Matoran, for that's what they were. The Toa of Ice's heart froze as the Manas moved in. He hurled his ice power at them, but they shrugged it off. Once it had taken 6 Toa to stop only a pair of Manas, and now he and Makuta faced hundreds. Strangely, the Master of Shadows did nothing. He didn't hurl shadow bolts or chain lightning. He just waited and watched until the crabs were well within striking distance. Then he reached out with his mind, his most powerful weapon. Using his power to control beasts of land, sea, and air, he seized control of half the Manas and turned them against the others. It was a horrible sight, as the huge Savas Manas tore at each other. Karzani looked on in shock as his army disintegrated before his eyes. Matoro looked away. Makuta simply laughed. "Pets," said the Master of Shadows. "They do make such a mess. Perhaps, Karzani, I should set the survivors on you." Now it was Karzani's turn to smile. He had powers of his own, powers Makuta could not hope to cope with, he was sure. Triggering his ability, he thrust a vision into Makuta's mind. Now Makuta saw, as surely as if it were really happening, the future day when the Toa Nuva would awaken the great spirit Mata Nui. He saw Mata Nui rise, whole for the first time in 1,000 years, and then he saw the great spirit's power surge through the universe, seeking out those who would dare to rebel against him. He saw the terrible vengeance of Mata Nui, and knew the final punishment that waited for him. And Makuta screamed. To be continued in Dreams of Destruction, Part 7.